Hello there, Astro Consciousness members, and welcome to another weekly forecast. I'm here to give you the forecast for September 20th through September 26th. So we begin the week with the very, very palpable full moon in Pisces. This is a full moon in Pisces at 28 degrees Pisces. For those that aren't aware, the 28th and the 29th degree of any zodiac sign is really significant, but it is especially significant in the sign of Pisces. Very Astro 101 info, each zodiac sign is made up of 30 degrees. And by the time that we get to 28, 29, it represents an ending of some sort. And those degrees, for those who have natal planets in those degrees, it is an expression of your personality. It is a manifestation of your life that tends to happen very naturally. It tends to be a part of you, a part of your life. Therefore, when it is a transiting event, particularly like a full moon in a water sign, in the last sign of the zodiac, in the last couple of degrees of that zodiac sign, it is clear that the cosmos are screaming some kind of end release in order for us to move on to a different chapter. It seems that this year has felt like we're ending something to begin a new chapter. We're ending something to build this new life. We're ending something to have a new way of being and express that in the most genuine way. And it is. It is. The thing is that we're so programmed as human beings to have everything, you know, delivered within 30 minutes, within an hour, to have big shipments at our doorstep within 48 hours, to have our groceries in our doorstep without having to step outside of our homes. We are very much programmed to have things immediately. So when it comes to the process of life, we wonder, why is it taking so long to go from one state of my life to the next? And really, we're talking about, what, 3 years? When you think of 3 years in the larger spectrum of life, it's not very long. And why am I saying that? Because this full moon in Pisces gives us a glimpse into the energy that we're going to experience heavily in 2022. So pay attention to how you have been feeling the last 7 to 10 days, physically, emotionally. Pay attention to the conversations that you've had, because that gives you a really clear indication of what needs to be let go of and what you need to do for yourself in order to better manage Piscean energy. Whenever we have a full moon, it is a culmination of a 6-month period that started 6 months previously. So this full moon in Pisces is the culmination and the closing of a chapter of a new moon in Pisces that we had on March 20th. The important thing to remember about this is that that new moon in Pisces that we had in March of 2021 was at 23 degrees Pisces. Now, it's not as far out as 28 degrees, obviously, but it is in what we call the third decan of the 30 degrees of each zodiac sign. Now, I don't want to lose you, but if you split up the 30 degrees into thirds, we are in the last third of the degrees. What's my point with this? That the new moon was in the last third of the 30 degrees of Pisces energy, and the full moon is also at the last third of those 30 degrees in Pisces. I mentioned this before, I can't remember exactly where, but that new moon in Pisces, because it ties to this full moon in Pisces, was kind of like the beginning of the end. If you've noticed in the last 6 months, a lot of it has been about letting go. That new moon in Pisces set the tone to this full moon in Pisces that now we're experiencing. Now, in order for us to move in this new direction that feels unknown, uncertain in some way, that we feel afraid because We're being asked to step up to life in a different way, to be much more creative with what we have. It's important to understand that the new moon in Virgo that we had on September 6th and the intentions that we set with that new moon in Virgo were to take life, promises, projects, work, relationships, one step at a time. In this way, we are able to slowly but diligently build the steps that are carrying us to this next chapter in our lives. So that is Monday, September 20th. On Tuesday, September 21st, we have now the moon transiting into the sign of Aries, creating an opposition to the newly entered Mars in Libra and Chiron. This could be a very emotional day, especially in relationships, okay? We have the moon still in a full moon phase because of September 20th entering the sign of Aries. So here we have a full moon in Pisces that feels very heavy, extremely emotional, really a beautiful time to practice rituals, to meditate, to journal, to do anything that gets you in touch with your spiritual self. But again, as human beings, we can only take so much heaviness, right? So thankfully, the cosmos have different zodiac signs in which we get to experience different type of energy. And Tuesday is that. We go from very emotional water energy in Pisces on Monday to Tuesday, the moon moving into the sign of Aries, which is a fire sign. Anytime we have an opposition in the zodiac, it usually represents some kind of confrontation. Now, when I speak of confrontation, I don't mean it in a negative way. I mean it in something that needs to be looked at honestly and needs to be spoken of clearly. Because this is on the Aries-Libra axis of the zodiac, it's known as the relationship axis of the zodiac. Chances are that this confrontation, that this emotional culmination, this emotional understanding that came with the full moon in Pisces, we're going to take the rest of the week, or at the very least Tuesday and Wednesday, to confront ourselves or someone else about what has come to the surface emotionally. Full moons do that. Remember, the moon represents our emotional processing. And when it becomes full, it is a time in which we recognize something that has been pretty much brewing beneath the surface. Be mindful, because a moon in Aries has no filter. It speaks quickly, usually reactively, without thinking. That opposition to Mars in Libra, what it's saying, let's weigh the pros and the cons. Let's look at both sides of the story. And instead of just reacting to one side before the other, let's see how we can come to a happy medium. That is what Libra energy is all about. And look, right now, with so much sensitivity and energy in the air, people really being in their feelings, be mindful of what you say. And if someone crosses the line with you in terms of what they say, understand that they are also under the influence of this full moon. And that if you're not ready to have a certain conversation with someone because of how they're approaching the situation, take a step back, take a breath, and come back to it later. You definitely have the opportunity to do that this week, but certain conversations are going to be had this week. On Wednesday, September 22nd, we have the Libra equinox. What does that mean? That the sun goes into the sign of Libra. Anytime that the sun goes into any of the cardinal signs, Aries, Cancer, Libra, Capricorn, it represents a time in which the seasons are changing. That's why they are cardinal signs, because they begin something new. So essentially, we are beginning a new season. So think about this. We have the equinox in Libra on Wednesday, And the 2 days prior to that are about relationship and something having to be released. We are entering Libra season, which is generally the season of focusing on relationships, whether it's with a romantic partner, anyone we live with one-on-one. So it could be a roommate or it could be a therapist who we have a one-on-one relationship with. But most importantly, it is about the one-on-one relationship we have with self. Because, again, of that powerful full moon in Pisces that represents an ending into something new. But it's not just an ending. It's about the recognition that we need to connect with something deeper within us, with the divine feminine, with the spiritual part of us. This Libra season, because it's also going to coincide with Mercury retrograde, it will most likely be about this balance within us to find an equilibrium between spirit and ego. Okay. And I'll go more into that probably in the Consciousness Circle membership and in my Instagram. But on Wednesday, we have that equinox. It represents a turn of a page, a different season. That season leads into 2022. And so it's going to be important that we understand that late September through October is going to be a lot of releasing and cleansing, particularly the things that came up to the surface with this full moon in Pisces. Also, on Wednesday, we're going to have Mercury in Libra square Pluto in Capricorn. Mercury, the planet of communication, in Libra, communicating with another and trying to find a happy medium. A square to Pluto can have the conversations be somewhat cruel. People might not be practicing compassion and their words may be harsh. Look, again, this full moon in Pisces is not just any full moon. It is happening in a year in which we are trying to figure out how to build a brand new life. We are coming to the understanding, to this really grounded, profound, inevitable to ignore, understanding that we cannot do life the way we used to do it. That will inevitably affect our relationships, the root, the foundation of our relationships. And how are we going to move forward with that? What about the relationship with ourselves? The boundaries that we promise ourselves, the work that we promise we're going to do on a daily basis. Look, it is a time in which the collective shift in consciousness, like I mentioned earlier, is palpable. That is why we feel everything we feel. That is why we feel tired, drained, extremely emotional. And we want to tie all of what we feel to our circumstances, to our surroundings, and rightfully so. And to an extent, yes, that may be the reason why we feel everything we feel. But collectively speaking, we are all going through a spiritual transformation, and 2022 is going to really, really show us that in a way where we're either going to lean towards escapism or we're going to lean into spirituality. Okay. Obviously, I'll talk more about that as time goes on, but it's incredibly important that we take advantage of this period, the rest of September and through October, to try and get as clear as possible. And that's a tall order, right? I mean, when do we ever have 100% clarity? But coming back to what matters to us, to what rings true to our heart, to what actually deserves our time, energy, and effort, coming back to those things can really help ground us. If you've noticed the last couple of audios, I've said that over and over and over again. It's not the cosmos just hinting that at us. It is that when we sit down with those questions, how do we answer them? Do we even know how to answer them? That is why I repeat a lot of these questions, because my hope is that we can all sit down with them and really figure out the answers to those and what the answers to those are now, as opposed to a year ago or two. Because I don't have to tell you this, but we're completely different people. We're completely different people than we were 2 years ago. And sometimes the narrative that we carry from one chapter of our lives to another remains the same, simply because we don't take the time to pause and really question what matters now. What deserves my time, energy, attention now? What are my boundaries in relationships now? How do I want to relate to other, particularly in a romantic relationship now? These things matter. And if we are intentional about answering them, then we can go into 2022 with much more clarity than we anticipate. Okay. Now, Thursday, September 23rd, we have Venus in Scorpio in opposition to Uranus in Taurus. There again, we have another opposition, which, remember, represents some kind of confrontation. Something has to be confronted, looked at with Venus. Venus, the planet of relationship, except that right now she's in Scorpio. So the relationship with what actually matters. Scorpio is the sign of intensity, of passion, of doing something because we feel almost fully enthralled by it. Scorpio is a fixed sign. It's one of those signs that it's either a hell yes or a hell no. And in Venus, it's the relationship to everything and everyone that is a hell yes or hell no. Again, what deserves our time, energy, and attention? That Venus in Scorpio in opposition to Uranus in Taurus. Uranus, the planet of disruption, the unexpected, the ingenuity, the genius that exists within us in the sign of Taurus. Taurus is an earth sign, and it represents comfort. It represents what we value. It represents what feels familiar. Uranus in that sign is disrupting our definition of values, of foundation, of what feels familiar. So an opposition with Venus, it's about confronting the fact that certain things no longer fit in our lives and the responsibility that we have to build something that does according to our values now, according to how we feel worthy now, to the sense of empowerment that we have built over the last 2 years. On Friday, September 24th, we don't have any particular aspects, but definitely that opposition between Venus in Scorpio and Uranus in Taurus absolutely remains active. So look, we have this emphasis in Libra. We have this opposition. We have two oppositions in different signs. And interestingly enough, they all have themes of relationships. This is about looking at the relationship we have with our lives and everything and everyone in it. And it's really, on the one hand, it's a really beautiful week to be honest with ourselves and to say, look, this works or this doesn't work. And this acceptance to say, okay, I got to do what I got to do because I can't unsee what I've seen. And I know that I can't go back. On Saturday, September 25th, we have Mars in Libra trine Saturn retrograde in Aquarius. This is such a beautiful, beautiful aspect. And look, this trine perfects on Saturday the 25th, but it is active the entire week. What does this represent? Mars in Libra. Mars, the planet of action. Libra, the sign of seeing the relationship in things, the sign of seeing both sides of the story in order to weigh the pros and cons, right? A trine, which is a really favorable aspect to Saturn, the planet of commitment in Aquarius, a commitment for the future. If you have some sense of clarity this week is the week to act towards something. So send out your resume, reach out to someone you want to collaborate with. have the important conversation with the person of where are we? What are we doing? If this has nothing to do with someone else or something else, what are you promising yourself? Are you finally gonna go to therapy? Gonna go back to therapy? Are you finally going to explore the new city that you're in? This is about commitment to action. A trine between any planetary bodies is favorable. It is the cosmos saying, if you act, if you move towards, you have my full support. So this is really important, and it's a week. It's a really beautiful week, especially because as of Sunday, September 26th, Mercury is going to start going retrograde. It is a beautiful week to take advantage of anything we want to finalize, sign, agree to, anything that we want to move forward with, that we do it this week. That Mars in Libra trine Saturn retrograde in Aquarius is telling us that whatever we are committing to now, we start moving towards now, whatever we really begin to move forward with now will begin to speed up as soon as that Saturn starts going direct late October, but especially into November. Okay, this is a week. September has been an interesting month. It has shown us so much, but more importantly, is setting us up for 2022. So be mindful. This, again, isn't to predispose you or scare you in any way. This is so that you have the energy available to you and look at it for what it is. If you have to confront something or someone, it isn't about fear. It is about saying, I would much rather know and understand where I stand with myself, with another person, with a job, rather than to be in this limbo that only holds me behind. Okay? Have an amazing week. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.